Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Time now for us to get into the Talk Radio Countdown Show for this week, week of March 30th to April the 3rd. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. He'll go through the charts, numbers, one by one we go through. Yeah, I was thinking to myself as I came into the studio, it seems like 5 minutes ago when we did last week's countdown. The time is going so quickly and things are changing so rapidly. So I would like you to get started by giving us an overview of the people list, the stories list, and then we'll take it apart a little bit here, a little bit there. How about that?
Yeah, maybe on the list we should put the concept of time itself, because on one level everything seems to be going quickly, and other levels it seems like forever ago that things happened. So I think the one thing I can draw from this is that we're having an issue dealing with time, being locked up in our homes, our routines are off, our body clocks are off, the more things that take place, the more that distorts our view of time. I think we're all having an issue with time. Have you found yourself saying, was that yesterday or the day before?
Yeah. I find that often in my life, but I think it's been more prominently in my mind since I got back from California, actually, Michael, and how I've actually been feeling physically and mentally, emotionally. There are a lot of people who are very depressed because of what you just said, being at home, being cooped up, not able to have the freedom that we are so used to, that we count on, and in fact we think it's, you know, we're entitled, and we are, but yet we aren't, in a sense.
The universe doesn't owe us a living, you know.
Nothing.
This is a stark reminder of just how fragile our institutions, our norms, our comfort happens to be. Yeah, I would say you're right that there is a growing level of depression, sadness, melancholy, and worry. And a lot of people who are prone to anxiety are off the charts with their anxiety. I'd just like to take this moment for anybody listening. Don't let your demons take control of your mind. Mm-mm. Fight them off. This is serious. Just don't. You know, the old thing, the only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
Yep.
Don't succumb to it, folks. Don't succumb to it. Keep a sense of humor. Be optimistic. We're going to get through this. But, yeah, it is getting tough. All right, let's go through this. Number 10, we have
fear. In my mind, false expectations appearing real. Now, that's what fear is, taking apart.
Yeah, that.
Worry is a prayer for that which you don't want to have happen, all of that stuff. And unfortunately, I think some of our colleagues in the news media are attending well to this and creating a lot of it that ought not to be. Back in the time when there wasn't as much connection, if you will, there wasn't as much exposure to information or whatever you want to call it, people didn't have the anxieties that they do today. So what you just said is very well put. Excuse me. Anyway, you want to go through the list?
Yeah, let's do it. At number 10, we have technology and privacy. And at number 9, we have scams and fraud.
Wow.
At number 8, we have...
The scams are something else, man.
Don't click on anything.
Nothing. Right.
Because some of it is so innocent looking. Some of it is so real looking.
Your money, your extension, your credit card company has approved an extension. You now have $10,000 of credit. Click here. Yeah, goodbye.
Don't be stupid. I am not a person who likes to use the word hate.
No,
but I have to tell you something, Doug. I hate these people.
Awful. They're not even
these
humans.
People.
It's
absolutely.
Subhuman.
They really are.
Mm. How do you live with yourself?
But
most of them are coming from China or Asia or Russia or the former East Bloc countries. That's where most of it's coming from.
Well, not to blame the people of those lands.
No, we're not blaming the people, the people that allow this to happen are encouraged. The governments, in the case of Russia and China, certainly are encouraging this kind of stuff.
Russia and China, boy. Whoa. And that brings us to number eight, U.S.-China relations. China is playing a big role in this. I don't care how politically correct you want to be. All I could say is please, folks, know the difference between the communist government, the Chinese Communist Party, and the Chinese people, especially Chinese American people. It is just wrong to target them.
Well, it just brings up the level of ignorance that people have and what they believe in and their fear-based thinking. That kind of stuff. And it's not arrogant to say that. It is like I can hear somebody down in Mississippi saying, "You arrogant Easterners, you all think alike." No, that's not. Well, we could say that you stupid Mississippians all think alike. That's not true either. But, you know, there's a lot of this stuff going on, and the place for it is long gone. Anyway, excuse me.
Number seven, celebrities with COVID-19. I think that certainly... The fact that Chris Cuomo came down with it, one of the major voices that people see, is remarkable. And he's the brother of the governor of New York, and Cuomo is all over the news. At number six, education and kids in lockdown. At number five, personal relationships. Ooh, is that big. At number four, politics and the presidential race. Number three, markets, the economy, and the relief package. Number two, the healthcare system, which is now, you know, it's shaking to its core. And at number one, statistics and projections. Back to what you said before, we're talking about numbers. We're talking about, you know, every day, numbers. Where is it going? And that's the primary issue being talked about in the national conversation. Makes you long for the days of immigration reform, climate
change,
race relations, gun control, you know. Mm-hmm. I mean, look at how everything has changed.
I made a pledge with my colleagues on the DJV show today. This program is put together at the end of the week for the weekend, and I said that we're not going to be all coronavirus all the time starting next week, because there are other things going on in the world. If we have something new to add, some new hope, something that needs to be discussed, but to keep going over, I noticed in a survey, as you were just, your number one story this week are the stats, and that's what people want. They seem to want to have more info about cases in their local area. What does that do to move things forward? It's a curiosity, but how does that help you in your fight to stay healthy and your family to stay well? I don't get necessarily. I guess the two don't necessarily have to go together, but I don't see why.
Well, I mean, obviously, if there are 30 cases in your small town as opposed to no cases, you take that in consideration when you go to the supermarket as to whether you're going to wear a mask, how often you're going to.
Do you have a mask? Have you got a mask? You have a mask?
I have masks, but I have not worn a mask yet. But really? I have to tell you something. I have not gone anywhere.
Yeah. Okay.
I have not. I have, in the last 2 weeks, I have been out of my home maybe a total of an hour and a half.
Yeah.
I'm going days. Now, that's not meaning I'm sitting around watching Netflix. I'm one of the most wired people.
You have to be in order to do what you do.
I'm working day and night. Right.
Yeah.
I just happen to have a fully set radio studio and a fully equipped office in my home. I have for years, as a matter of fact.
Me too.
Everybody,
you and I are both the same.
Everybody at Talkers. Everybody at Talkers has a full system working at home. There is no going to the office anymore for us because of this, and also because we were ahead of the curve.
Do you suppose that's going to do? That's a great entree into one of the things. Before we get to the people, is just to have your experience here. I've been working, as you know, out of my home for almost 30 years doing this program from wherever I'm located. And I can run my other business. I can run the farm to a point, but I had to be on the farm to do that. But in terms of the radio business, all the business I do is with people. I'm certainly not going to go across the street and get an order for a spot sale. So,
well, in the old days, anything in the advertising business, which is what we are in, we're an extension of the advertising. You had to be in Hollywood, you had to be in New York, you had to be in Manhattan, you had to be in Chicago. It was very important to be located where in a hub where other people in that business were. That's how Nashville became the country music capital, and Hollywood became the entertainment capital. Businesses tend to cluster in areas where they can do business to business relationships on an eyeball-to-eyeball level. That's not necessary anymore. And that is a major change in the paradigm. I was aware of this years ago. When I first was in the radio and trade publishing business, we had to be either in New York or L.A. You couldn't do it otherwise. Otherwise, you were a second-rate player. But not anymore. As a matter of fact, it is a handicap to be in a major urban center, both in terms of cost and in terms of hassle and in terms of times that you waste. Who needs to go out for a two-hour lunch every day with somebody just because you're in the same neighborhood? You could have a quick, you know, encounter on Zoom.
You eat on the fly. Grab a sandwich while you're talking to a client, that sort of thing, right.
Do you want to do the people or you want to
wait? We have to pause here for a moment or two. We'll get to the people list, but we're involved up to our Mickeys here in these stories and the situation as we need to tell the stories that are behind them. Michael has got the exposure to all the talk radio programs and hosts and stuff around the country. That's why these are great anecdotal stories. Speaking of anecdotes, all the doctors that I've talked to on the air this week have said pretty much the same thing, that fitness is the key to your being able to get through this. Go to their website, toploss.com, use the discount code DJV, and get for every three bottles you buy, you get three free, and so forth and so on. Buy as many as you want over that three, and you get a second coefficient, two times. You get three from six and four to eight and like that. Use the discount code DJV for that deal and to save on the shipping as well. Lose the weight. Stay healthy. Get yourself in tip-top condition so you don't have to worry about getting the virus. Toploss.com to lose the weight. To save the money, use the discount code DJV.
The Top Radio Countdown.
Do you wish you could get better sleep and maybe lose a few pounds? Maybe more than a few pounds? Well, there's this product called Calitrin that helps with both sleep and weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrin for right about 3 months, and I've lost 24 pounds and 19 overall inches. But my sleep has improved, I have so much more energy, and I have the desire to succeed more than ever. Anyone who needs weight loss, more energy, and better sleep, this product really does deliver.
I'm Roger. Over the 3 months that I took the product, my sleeping habits are increasingly much better. I got a better night's sleep, and I just can't say enough about the product and how it makes you feel. Also, additionally, lost a little bit of weight on the program as well.
Hi, this is Erickson. I take Calitrin for weight loss, and I've lost about 20 pounds, and I feel great.
Calitrin is scientifically proven to help with sleep and weight loss safely and effectively. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
As you know, a smile is worth a thousand words, so if you want to make a lasting impression with your best smile, perhaps you'll want to make sure your teeth look better than ever. In just 5 minutes, you can be on your way to a brighter, whiter smile thanks to Power Swabs. Power Swabs, the most advanced teeth whitening system. This is an amazing system, all natural. You just have to swab your teeth, and then you go. The ingredients in Power Swabs remove deep stains from your teeth, and they also help to rehydrate your enamel. So if you've got sensitive teeth, call 800-208-1797. Power Swabs, in just the first use, you'll increase the whiteness quotient on your teeth by twice. Call 800-208-1797. Start using Power Swabs today. 800-208-1797. The best deal is using the DJB code. You'll save 40%, $10, and then you get free shipping. Get the best smile, 800-208-1797.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Continuing on with our Talk Radio Countdown Show for this week. Again, last week of March, first part of April. Under scrutiny are the stories that are created out of our conversations. And Talkers is right there listening and monitoring and putting this list together. Also, the people list, the top 10. We have not gone through that yet with Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. So let's do that now, Michael, shall we?
All right. We have, and this is, you know, so many people are being talked about. This is just a stab in the dark based on good information, but it's very fluid. At number 10, we have Vladimir Putin and Mohammed bin Salman. That relates to the oil war. Yeah, lovely. I don't know if there's honor among thieves. You know,
who cuts whose throat first?
Yeah, I don't know what else. I'm laughing at the image of it. But then we have at number 9, Prince Charles, Boris Johnson, and I would add to that Chris Cuomo. It's not on our official list, but I would put it there because of his high visibility. You know, CNN, MSNBC, and Fox News Channel. These have become the town halls of information. And Chris Cuomo, now operating from home, he lost 13 pounds in a few days. And being the brother of Cuomo, of Andrew Cuomo, the Cuomo brothers have become somewhat of an attraction, if you will, in this house circus.
Don't you think they look like, and actually, you remember Mario Cuomo. You probably...
We knew Mario Cuomo.
Yeah, we did. Yeah.
You and I met him, worked with him.
I think it's amazing how much. Remember, this is an aside. You work aside. When I was working at WMCA in New York, the first interview I ever did was with him. The first day I was on the air, I had two interviews. Cuomo was one, and Captain Kangaroo was the other.
Oh my gosh!
So, but he was very
shattered. Bob Keeshan.
Yep. Bob Keeshan.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
But he was very. Mario Cuomo was very matter of fact. And it was almost disarming because he was, I thought, anyway. And his kids seem to be the same. I think Andrew does, anyway.
Yeah. I think Andrew's obviously, although things change, but I think Andrew Cuomo is heading for big stuff.
I
think he's on his way. And one of the key talking points on radio has been the buzz among Democrats that he should replace Joe Biden.
Yep.
It's probably not going to happen.
No.
But he's definitely a major, major figure right now and very popular based on this situation. Sort of like how Giuliani rose to tremendous popularity as a result of 9/11. These type of events change careers. They make and they destroy them. It goes both ways. All right, number eight is Xi Jinping. At number seven,
Joe destruction. How do we handle that with him? How do we get rid of him?
Well, the problem is, if I can go one inch deeper, the problem is that his prime competitor, if you will, his rival for power in the Chinese Communist Party is worse than he is.
Yeah.
He's the moderate. Be careful what you wish for. At number seven, we have Joe Biden and Bernie Sanders. Poor Bernie. At number six, Gretchen Whitmer.
Poor Joe.
Poor Joe.
He's
poor
finding Joe. Too many microphones around. Trump's got all the mics.
Yeah, and Joe's appearances from his little den or basement.
Haven't been stellar.
No, it's not a good thing. But again, I'm saying it doesn't make any difference. Whatever's going to happen is going to happen, and we still don't know. Number six, Gretchen Whitmer, Ron DeSantis at five, Andrew Cuomo at four, Nancy Pelosi and Mitch McConnell at three, Anthony Fauci and Deborah Birx at two, and Donald Trump at one. Just to get it in before the break, those are the most talked about people.
Almost seems, in a manner of speaking, that Pelosi and McConnell are irrelevant at the moment to the conversation, to the outward conversation, it seems. Anyway, we'll talk about that when we come back, as we are approaching the bottom of the hour here on the Weekly Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a 1-acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports, too. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Top leaders in Congress made it clear there'll be another coronavirus rescue package amid the stark need for federal resources to fight the pandemic and the economic crisis. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi have started to outline fresh priorities, signaling a potential thaw to the sniping and an opportunity for renewed bipartisan ground. McConnell said in an interview with the Associated Press there will absolutely be a next measure and said that health care must be at the top of the list. McConnell said Congress should focus on correcting any shortcomings in the just-passed $2.2 trillion aid bill and rely on healthcare experts for solutions to wipe out the virus. Nancy Pelosi said the next coronavirus aid bill should continue to build on the bipartisan relief bills that Congress has passed so far.
This is USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen. Counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Back again on the Talk Radio Countdown Show for the week of March 30th to the 3rd of April. Doug Steffen here with Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. We've gone through the lists. A couple of things that jump out when it comes to the discussion of, for example, the economy, number 3. The car business, automakers, have a real problem on their hands. The guy that I have on my Monday through Friday program, Nick Miles, from AutoExpert.com, says that this has not happened before since the automobile industry became one of the paramount industries in our country. There hasn't been this kind, even after September 11th and after the crash of 2008-2009, he said business was off maybe 25-30%, but now it's down 50%. And Toyota, Honda, Hyundai, Mercedes, General Motors, Ford, all reporting the same kind of significant off. And it's interesting because there still are a lot of ads on TV and radio. Go buy a car. You don't have to pay for it for 6 months, that kind of stuff. So it's really interesting, and it's a bellwether of what else is going on, I guess, Michael. You go across the country, except I think kudos go to GM, Ford, Lamborghini, Chrysler. They're all making medical supplies. Those are the companies that are helping, and they're donating a lot of the proceeds of what they're being paid to, like Chrysler's giving money to feeding children, donation to No Kid Goes Hungry, and all that kind of stuff. So they're being good citizens. Do you think that's happening with, I guess the president had a number of corporate leaders at the White House this past week. Among them was the guy that runs MyPillow, talking about what he's doing with his plant. So maybe we've got a lot of good turns being turned here, don't you think?
I guess so. I mean, I hope so, but it's not good.
Business isn't good.
Oh, no. Well, I mean, you said 50%. I don't know. How can anybody buy a car? What are you going to do?
Right.
You're going to go to a showroom and go for a test drive with
somebody? They tout to be able to buy them online. They'll deliver them to your house, stuff like that. But
unless
you need one, that takes the fun out of buying a car. If you don't
it takes also some of the decision making that goes into it. You know, although I'll tell you something, everything is moving forward into the future. Perhaps the day will come when cars will be bought online. I mean, we have a trend heading to that. Exactly. We have trends going toward that anyway. I find most people feel that buying a car in the old method is a very uncomfortable situation.
Yeah. The old classic car salesman in the plaid suit.
Well, you know, what do you offer for it? Well, all right, let me go back. And there's always a mysterious guy in the back that doesn't come out. And they always win the argument. They always get you.
Right. Yeah.
It's very hard to win in that situation. Mm-hmm. Car buying has always been a treacherous endeavor. But how about real estate? You want to go look in somebody's house? You want to go ride around with a realtor? I'll show you five houses this afternoon. You don't buy a house online, although you do take hotels and Airbnbs and things of that nature online. You know, there was once a time when if a person came to a hotel, they would show you a choice of different rooms, and then you would decide whether you wanted it or not.
Oh, yes.
I don't know if you remember that from your childhood.
Yeah. Yes, I do.
Now here's your key. Yep. You don't know what you got until you get there.
No.
You know?
No. So, that's a really interesting reflection.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
So there's a story that I think defines government and leadership in a way that no other story this week, at least for me, and I'll ask for your opinion, certainly that's why I'm bringing it to you, the story of the captain of the USS Theodore Roosevelt, an aircraft carrier that has just come into port. He was relieved of his duties after he sent a letter to the Pentagon begging for help because hundreds of sailors on his ship have the COVID virus. I mean, side question, how did they get it? Because they've been out at sea. But the rest of it is this guy trying to be a leader, highly thought of by those who are serving presently and have served with him, and yet the brass at the Pentagon yank him.
That's because he rocked the boat.
Yeah, literally.
and figuratively.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, right.
He rocked the boat.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, come on. You know, big organizations operate primarily for their own benefit, for their own continuation. And if it's not part of the plan, part of the party line, the truth is not what they seek. And then all of a sudden the party line changes and what was false yesterday is true today. That's one of the pitfalls of corporate thinking and big organizational thinking, whether it's military, whether it's private industry, whether it's big-time religion. I mean, come on. You know, you can't go say, hey, but we have a problem here. Shut up.
Yeah. Well, you can if you're in the Army or the Navy, you know, or in some regimented circumstance. You're being unfaithful to leadership, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Speaking of that, Anthony, here's one. The name that, for me, is blowing up in terms of recognition. This guy's been around forever, but who remembers that he's been around forever? Now he's everywhere. He's number two on the list, the people list this week, just behind the president, Dr. Anthony Fauci, saying that the U.S. should be under lockdown. What does that mean? What does that mean? You're locked in? Somebody's going to put a chain on your door so you can't leave the house? Stay at home is something that's been the mantra. But can you force people to do that?
Well, this is where we're getting into the area of civil liberties, and this is where we're getting into the area that's very scary about the ramifications of this and the loss of liberty. It shows you how quickly some outside element could enter the scenario and immediately take away all our freedoms. And they're hard to get back. And the idea of the government having such control over people as to locking you up in your own house, that's a scary reality. And some people feel they'd rather face the danger of a flu, a disease, a coronavirus, than face. Well, I'm talking about the issue as opposed to what I would do, because until facing it, I don't know what I would do. You know, you're going to jump out of a burning building so you don't burn to death, or would you rather die hitting the concrete? I mean, it's called a rock and a hard place, and that's where we are right now. We're between a rock and a hard place, because I got to tell you, when this thing is said and done, and you always hear people, we're never going to be the same. Well, we're never going to be the same is kind of a scary concept. How are we going to be? And what will the nature of the individual to the government, to the private sector and the state, what will that relationship be after this is over? This would be a hell of a way, and I'm not saying I believe this. I'm just talking theoretically, because we're all adults here, I hope. This would be a hell of a way to take control over people's lives by having...
martial law.
Martial law, exactly.
Yep.
You know, so as people hope for strong government leadership and strong government in this situation, be careful what you wish for. You might just get it. And strong government could is a downside to it. It is complicated stuff, and I'm not advocating anything. I'm simply putting on the table the different issues that we have to deal with theoretically if we want to understand the scope of this intelligently.
One of the other things that people are wondering this week out loud is why it had so many, this circumstance found so many states so unprepared with the number of things that they have in terms of even simple stuff like masks. There should be, we have this FEMA organization, so why haven't they advised everybody is the question, to be prepared for almost anything. That's their job, so why aren't there masks around? Why aren't there ventilators around? Those questions have been asked. And in some cases, it does tend to, if you want to point fingers at local leadership, states that said they didn't want them or they didn't need them, or, you know, it's not a lot of inspired leadership seems to have gone away.
Well, I mean, you know, hindsight is 20/20 vision.
Yep.
You could say is, why are you wasting money on some hypothetical fear that we're going to have a pandemic and spend all that money on ventilators on things? We don't have that happening. I mean, look, you know, it's like sports. You cannot totally defend the field. Sports is that way. It's designed, a good game is designed that neither team has enough personnel and enough resources to completely have an offense and completely have a defense. If you want to defend against one player, you're going to open up another one. That's the whole nature of chess. That's the whole nature of reality. So when you're running a country, you have to allocate resources to where you think they will be needed and assess what the potential is.
Judgment call.
Exactly. Yeah. So, yep. We should have been ready. What if a comet suddenly plows into the earth and we have our whole society is disheveled? Why weren't we more prepared for that? But if somebody says we've got to allocate millions of dollars to protect us from a comet, which is a possibility, people go, yeah. And what are the chances? 1 in 100,000, and we're going to be taxed on that and spend money? So a lot of these arguments are really...
Well, that's the argument back to Bush, the son, used to cut back at NASA on the programs, the space programs. Well, what do we need all that stuff for? We're not going into outer space. Yeah.
The point is, we can't do everything. If it were football, we can't cover everybody on the field. You have to. You always have weak spots. That's the nature of the game.
Yes.
And am I right? I
mean, yes, you are.
So.
Yep, you are. MyPillow changed their production line. I was talking about Mike Lindell being at the White House this week with the president and a number of other leaders from industry. They've changed what's going on at their factories, and that's what's being done at MyPillow. They're providing masks now. It's all they're making until there are enough for hospitals all around the country and perhaps around the world. They're going to continue on that vogue. But they have... The pillow, they've got a big warehouse and a lot of pillows. Get the only pillow you can wash and dry, the My Pillows, at MyPillow.com. Save up to 66%. Use the code DJV when you're shopping online at MyPillow.com. Second part of our overview of the stories that get listed, this is for the week of March 30th to April 3rd, the people list includes at number 10 a combo of Vladimir Putin and Mohammed bin Salman. I don't know how to pronounce it. It's bin Salman. Heard it pronounced both ways. He's running Saudi Arabia. So maybe the two of them can knock each other off if we're all lucky. Prince Charles and what's going on with the English leadership. Number 9, Xi Jinping, or whatever his name is, president of China. Joe Biden, number 7. Gretchen Whitmer is at 6. Ron DeSantis at 5. Governor Cuomo at 4. Nancy Pelosi and Mitch McConnell tied for number 3. Anthony Fauci is at number 2. And Donald Trump, number 1 position on the charts for the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doesn't hurt to remind everybody to be conscious, to be safe, to be well, and to take care. Words of wisdom from the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen.
Exercising, making smart food choices, and getting enough sleep are all ways to take care of your body every single day as you age. Now there is an easy way to help take care of your brain, too, by adding Prevagen, a proven brain health supplement, to your daily routine. In a clinical trial, taking one Prevagen a day has been shown to improve short-term memory. Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Kia doesn't have to be the oldest SUV maker around, because what they lack in the cautious restraint of age, they make up for with the gravel-pounding ambition of youth. Telluride, Sportage, and Sorento SX, part of the tough-and-ready lineup of SUVs from Kia, with fully active all-wheel drive, torque vectoring corner control, and forward collision warning. Kia, give it everything. No system, no matter how advanced, can compensate for all driver error and or driving conditions. Forward collision warning is not a substitute for safe driving and may not detect all objects surrounding vehicle. Always drive safely and use caution.
Carrying a very positive, very important message in this time, lose the weight, keep it off. What's going on now more than ever that makes this an important message?
Well, I think, you know, everybody's focus right now is, you know, I just want to stay healthy. I want my family to stay healthy. And if losing weight is part of that, Calitrin is the right product for you because it doesn't contain any drugs or any stimulants in it. So it's actually good for you. And there are lots of weight loss guides, helpful tips for staying healthy, meal prep guides. There's all kinds of tools that can help you get healthy, you know, right now.
All right, so we're on TopLoss.com. What's the deal going to be?
Well, the spring sale we've got right now is buy 3, get 3 free, and it is unlimited. So buy 4, get 4 free, buy 10, get 10 free. And that promo code using the letters DJV will save you on shipping on all orders.
Go to TopLoss.com, lose that weight and keep it off, and be healthy this spring.
The Top Radio Countdown.
It's the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen here with the list of stories from Talkers Magazine. This week, the top 10 items include, at number 10, the focus on technology and how it's working, whether it be education, whether it be work-related, but we certainly are using a lot of technology. Number 9, scams. Number 8, relationships with China. Number 7, celebrities who are either sick or who are dying, and how they're helping other people as well. Number 6, the education situation we find ourselves in, or the lack thereof. Personal relationships, number 5, number of divorces around, very interesting. The political realities of the presidential race, number 4. The markets and the economy, number 3. The healthcare system under complete scrutiny, number 2, and statistics, projections of what's going to happen as we move ahead here in the season of the virus. That's it. I'm Doug Steffen, Talk Radio Countdown Show. You know, we talked about political leadership here and government leadership. Here are these 1,000-bed hospitals, these Navy ships that are both in port in New York and Los Angeles, and so far only 2% of the hospitals have been used because of Navy guidelines and regulations that don't allow certain people to get on the ship. Hello? Knock, knock. Anybody home there? Good God. What in the world?
I know. When this is all said and done, there's going to be a real heck of a post-mortem on this in terms of
who's to blame,
what did we do wrong, what did we do wrong. A lot of stuff is going to be exposed in the investigation.
What hope can you leave? As we finish our conversation, we need hope. What hope do you want to leave to and impart with people as we finish our conversation?
We're going to get through this. What else could I say? We're going to get through this. The human spirit will prevail, and ultimately, this will bring out the best in us, not the worst in us. It's going to expose where we're weak and where we're strong, and in the end, we'll be better off for it. But it's going to be a rough ride until we get to that point.
Words,
you know, chin up and let's go get them. You know.
Yep. Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. I'm Doug Steffen on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
As the Talk Radio Countdown Show continues, we go with a Stephen J.J. Wiseman. And I say, Wiseman.
You sounded like Elvis.
Before. I think I did sing that to you once many years ago. I'm not sure. But I used to like it. Now's the time. Did you see the story of the doctor and his staff in some hospital? I can't remember, in Memphis or Nashville or something. And he likes R&B and hip-hop, so he's dancing in the corridors as he goes from one patient to another. And he got captured and went viral.
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
Yeah, it was. But if you're seriously ill, do you want to see the doctor running into you, into your room?
Well, you know, it's like a neighbor of mine is a heart surgeon, and he specializes in doing these balloons that they put into your heart. So I said he should come in with a red clown nose and dress like a clown and have the shoes like he's doing balloon animals. I think it would make the people either feel more at ease or have another heart attack.
Right. Yeah, see you later. Stephen J.J. Wiseman, college professor at Bentley University, our expert on scams. And that has to be the big, he's also our attorney going through some of the things on the lists every week that are have legal implications. But I think that the scam thing actually turns out to be number 9 this week on the story list at Talkers. The scams, every time you get a text now, every time you get a phone call, there is so much misinformation, so much stuff that's not true, so many people trying to rip you off. I can't imagine. Michael Harrison and I were talking earlier about the word hate. I do not use that in my vocabulary. He doesn't use it. But we really, in this circumstance, there's not much energy to aim at these people other than hatred. Because they are so, they're just not even, they're subhuman. So, but what's the, you must have some updated things. I mean, they're everywhere. How do you even keep track of them all, Steve?
You know, it's interesting you mentioned that, Doug, and I'm with you. I try not to use the word hate, but the utter contempt for scammers. They have no sense of decency whatsoever, and if someone is vulnerable, if a population is vulnerable and in fear, that's when they attack the most. As a matter of fact, at scamicide.com, my blog, we actually now have a separate section on just coronavirus scams, and you can mm-hmm. click on that at the top. One of the latest ones has to do with Costco sending out their own $130 free stimulus package, and you'll get a text message or a posting on social media. Of course, this is a scam. All you're going to do is download ransomware or keystroke logging malware that will make you a victim of identity theft. You know, whenever you get something like that, you got to be, of course, skeptical about the free stuff anyway. But if it's, even if it's a great coupon or something, don't trust it. Go to the website of the company itself, and everything that you need will be there.
Yep. I was looking at the list of, we did a survey to rate the interest people have in hearing about various topics. On that list, the debunking of myths and scams. That's on the list in the top 10, as a matter of fact. That's pretty doggone.
And we're definitely going to be getting into it in the next couple of weeks. The Treasury Secretary is now lowering the time, saying he wants to get the stimulus checks to individuals who qualify for it out in 2 weeks. And this is going to be just a powerhouse of scams, because people yeah. want their checks. They're not exactly sure how the system works. But let me make it simple here, and that is you don't have to do anything.
No,
if you filed a 2018 or 2019 income tax return, your check will either be mailed to you, if that's how your refund would come to you, or deposited electronically in your bank, if that's how your refunds came to you in the past. You don't have to enroll. You don't have to give personal information.
There are some people who are suing or saying they're going to sue the school district because children are not being educated. Is there any chance that that would go anywhere, that kind of stuff? Who would be dumb enough to do that? But, you know, it's crazy people.
Well, you know, I'm thinking, who's the attorney who's taking the case?
Yeah.
Because that's not going anywhere. And actually, they have laws where attorneys and clients can be fined for frivolous lawsuits. No, this is what we call force majeure or act of God, and there is no legal liability on the schools. The schools are, you know, trying to do the best they can in a difficult situation.
Very difficult. All right, thanks for the wisdom. Stephen, that's why they, what's his name is Wiseman. What do you think? You're getting a lot of wisdom from Stephen J.J. Wiseman here overviewing the scams. His website is scamicide.com. You do yourself a favor looking at that, checking it out, to make sure you don't get into danger with some of the scams around, as he's pointed it out. I'm Doug Steffen on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.